Hi, you guys. Welcome back to the One Thing About It podcast. You're here with your host, Amani Talks. Yes, it's me, y'all. We're back with another Ask Amani Talks on this fine Wednesday, and let's get into it. You guys know you can always email me at the askamanitalks@gmail.com account, and I will address any questions you guys have, not just about relationships or, I guess, romantic relationships, but I cover all relationships, and we're actually going to get into something a little bit different today. So I didn't even write down the question. Usually I have the question right on my card, but this was a long one, y'all. I didn't even know if it was going to fit on the card. So I'm reading it from my phone. Okay, so let's get into it. So this is from Kayla J. Hey, Kayla. All right, so she says, and you guys bear with me with any background noise. We got some renovations going on. It's very annoying, but anywho. Okay, let's get into it. Hey, Amani, I'm currently a 23-year-old and I'm seeking advice in regards to dealing with family members that hate on you or try to crush your dreams, aspirations, or goals in life. Girl. Also, those family members that directly tell you what you should do with your life, I believe this is common in a lot of, if not all, Black families. I have always been soft-spoken and very passive when it comes to confronting my parents and family about this. I tend to just listen and nod in these situations. For example, back when I was in college, even now since I've recently graduated with a bachelor's degree, they've always wanted me to go to med school and become a doctor, to the point where I actually suffered during my first year and a half of college taking courses that were difficult and didn't interest me to obtain a biology degree. Dang. And biology, I went to school for biology, so I know exactly what she's talking about. That crap is wild. Let's see. Eventually, I switched majors and career choices, and many of them weren't pleased with me. Mind you, most of them didn't even go to college. Child. And the only that did has a completely different type of degree. I understand them wanting me to have a better life than they did, but because they all struggled with working and stuff. But why do they all wish to live vicariously through me? Ooh, we're about to get into it. Just to be able to say I told you so. Long story short, they piss me off so bad when they do that. I'm literally just a girl who wants to live a happy, adventurous, soft life. Child, isn't that all of our goals? Isn't the soft life all of our life goals? That is just my true life goal. Are they projecting? Do they just want what's best for me? I would love to hear your thoughts. Thanks, KJ. All right, KJ. So let's get into it, okay? Let's get into it. So let's start off with you feeling like you have to live up to your family's expectations. And you said specifically Black families. Now, I feel like this is a discourse specific for ethnic people. I wouldn't even say just Black families. I've heard this from immigrant families when you're like the first generation born in America and your parents are like, I've heard, you know, for a lot of people, immigrant kids, their only choice in career is a doctor, an engineer, or like an architect or something. Like they're like, if you're not doing those, your parents will disown you. So I feel like it's all kind of just like ethnic backgrounds to where your parents are just like, do this or they're not pleased with you, right? And I've even had that in my own family, because you guys know my background is I lived in New York, upstate New York, went to college there. When I got out of college, I, you know, stayed in New York for a little while, living with my parents, and then I moved to Georgia, and I've been here for the past 5 years. Let me tell y'all, when I first moved to Georgia, and I'm gonna talk about my mom a little bit, my mom genuinely hated every decision I made. It didn't matter what I was doing, okay? I don't think that she really understood why I left New York or what I was trying to do. And I didn't even fully know what I was trying to do either. I just knew that I was not going to stay in Syracuse and have some regular 9-to-5 job. And here's the thing. I'm not downing people who stay in their hometowns and have regular 9-to-5 jobs, because people do that and they have happy lives doing that. My parents were happy doing that, but I knew I wasn't happy doing that, right? So when I left, you know, New York, came to Georgia, when I got into modeling, my mom hated it. Ooh, girl, when I got into modeling, my mom hated it. When I posted pictures, she would call me. It would be to the point where I had to ignore my mom's calls because I knew anything that I did, she was just going to disapprove it. When I got a new job, she would say something about it. Whenever I moved from where I was living in Georgia to Atlanta, she had something to say about it. Every single thing I did for like the first maybe like 2 years of me living in Georgia, she had something to say about it. And it got to the point where I would get so annoyed with her. Girl, bye. Sorry, y'all, my cat doing the most. It got to the point where I would be so annoyed with my mom trying to tell me how to live my life that I would just not answer her phone calls. And she'll tell you, like, there'll be like, maybe like a span of like a week or two, 3 weeks maybe, where I would just not, she would be calling me and I would just not answer because I just didn't want to hear the negativity all the time. And it's just like, I was 22, 23 years old. I was figuring out my life. I knew what I didn't want to do. What I didn't want to do was stay in upstate New York. So it was like, it's like your parents are constantly trying to like, be like, okay, what are you going to do? Well, if you're not going to do this, you got to do this. I am figuring out my life. And here's where I think it is. Here's what I think it is too. And I don't necessarily think that this was the case with my mom. I'm just saying I've had people, tell me this before. We've had these conversations a lot of times, and you have to understand where our parents are coming from too. But a lot of times your parents will be disappointed in your choice of lifestyle because they're jealous of your lifestyle. This is the truth. I have seen evidence of parents being jealous of their children. Parents that maybe had kids young, parents that maybe got married young, didn't get to experience our lifestyle. You know, our generation, millennial and Gen Z, I don't fucking know. We are child-free, living life, traveling. If we don't like a job, we're leaving that job. If we don't like the city we're living in, we're leaving that city. Our parents didn't grow up with that mentality. Our parents were very much graduate high school, get some kind of college degree, work a job, stay in that job for 40 years, get your pension, get your retirement, get your 401k match, whatever, have a couple kids, retire at 65, 70 when you're too old to do anything. And that is what our parents were taught was like the American dream, the American way of living. Graduate, get a job, have some kids, stay in your hometown and die. And like I said, I'm not downing that way of life. I'm really not. But that's what they were taught, and that's not what we prescribe to anymore. So I have seen parents really kind of resent their kids living a life that they wish that they had. So when you said, are they trying to vicariously live through me? Girl, the snaps, because that's exactly what it is. You're saying that your parents didn't go to college, so they're trying to push you to do good in college. And I get that part because they struggled. They don't want you to struggle like them. So they're like, girl, go to college and get you a good degree, especially if they're helping you with college. Because my parents weren't able to help me with college, right? So when they were trying to like, and my parents never really were sticklers about college. Of course, they wanted me to go. There were a couple times where I had to drop out, get my money up because they didn't give me any money. I was paying for a lot of my college experience, but they always wanted me to stick in college. And I would just kind of be like, girl, like you ain't giving me no money for college. And like, you know, so I get the point where you're saying they're trying to vicariously live through you because that might be what's going on too, but not in a negative way. They're trying to see you do better than them. But girl, I wholeheartedly believe that it's very much possible for your family to be jealous of you. See, if you didn't get a biology degree, or maybe you did and then you switch career paths after that, they're like, damn, like I wish I had the freedom to say, oh, I don't like this career, I don't like my life, and be able to change it. A lot of our parents did not have that freedom. I know my mom didn't. My mom had me and my sisters very much young. And she didn't have the freedom to be like, oh, I don't like this job, I'm gonna quit and I'm gonna do this. No, my mom had to get a job and stick with a job to be able to feed me and feed her kids, you know? So, I feel like when we go off and we do things that our parents wish they had the chance to do, it can lead to some jealousy. It can. I don't feel like that was ever my situation with my mom, because even now, my mom just tells me how proud she is of me. You know, and here's the thing too, girl. Like I said in the beginning, my mom hated every decision I made. Oh my gosh, anything that I did, that woman was calling me, what are you doing? Oh, she couldn't stand what I was out here doing. And here's the thing, I wasn't doing anything crazy. I was just getting into modeling. I would do some shoots, but she just didn't understand it. But now she gets it. 5 years later, she gets it. Now I don't get calls saying, what are you doing? Take that picture down. Now I get calls saying, I want to let you know I'm proud of you. You know, I have this podcast and she's subscribed to the podcast and she's one of my paying subscribers. Like she supports the podcast, you know, like, so I feel like after a while too, she kind of learned to back off because I think she kind of understood, okay, I've always been one thing about it. I've always been the person to do whatever I want to do because it is my life. It's not no one else's life. And yeah, you can do things to try to make people proud and you want your parents to be proud of you, but what is it worth? Are you more concerned about your parents being proud of you or about you living the life that you want to live? Because another thing about it, your parents ain't gonna be here your whole life. You get a good amount of time with them, but your parents are always gonna be here. So once they die and you lived your entire life for your parents, you can't resent them for that because you chose to live your life for your parents. No, I chose to live my life for me. And I've done so many different things since I've been in Atlanta. I've done so many different things, right? I feel like I'm 28 years old and I feel like I've lived 10 lives already. And when you're young, you have the freedom, you have the option to try things and fail. When you're not married and you don't got no kids, you can open a business and then be like, oh, I didn't want to do that. You can go to this job and be like, yeah, I didn't like that job. You can move to this city and be like, oh, okay, now I want to go to Texas. Now I want to go to California. You can do that. But our parents didn't have that freedom. So yeah, I can kind of understand sometimes that they can be a little resentful of that. But if they are really a supportive parent and they really love you, at the end of the day, they're going to support what you do as long as you're not putting yourself or anyone else in harm's way. I feel like that's the general consensus of parents. They're going to love and support you as long as you're not doing anything to put you or anyone else in harm's way. Sometimes it takes some time to really get into yourself and understand what you want to do. And, you know, sometimes I do feel like we're a little too hard on our parents, too. They are just people. They're people that had kids, and there's no instruction manual when it comes to having kids. There's just not. So people are birthing people and are raising people that are going to be productive society members, and there's no how-to on that. So if they're a loving and supportive parent, they're doing the best that they can with what they got. And if they didn't have a college degree, now they want you to have a college degree. You know, if they struggled in their life, they don't want you to struggle. So I feel like with your case, Kayla, your parents are really just pushing you. And, you know, don't be too hard on them. But always be aware that there always could be a factor of a little bit of resentment and jealousy because you are living your life. You have the freedom to be like, yeah, I don't want to do biology anymore. I want to do this now. I don't know what you're doing now. But, you know, like I said, our parents didn't have that freedom. And I can see where a little bit of jealousy can come in, you know, into factor. And, you know, a lot of Black families, like you mentioned, you know, we don't tend to come from generational wealth. We don't tend to come from, you know, we aren't able to benefit from nepotism. You know, our dad isn't head of a company that can just give us a job outside of college. So our parents do tend to push us a little bit more, I feel like in the Black community, our parents don't push us enough. You know, a lot of times the rhetoric in our community and our families and our schools is that you can do whatever you want to do. You can be whatever you want to be. And while this is true, you really can do and be whatever you want to be. And this is something that my mom told me at a young age. I remember like it was yesterday, like this memory is just ingrained in my head. Me and my mom were at home and she was asking me, bro, this construction. We were having a conversation of what I wanted to do as a career. You know, I was like in elementary school, you know, when kids are like, well, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be a policeman. And I forgot what I told her I wanted to do. But she was like, okay, yeah, that's a good plan. You can do whatever you want to do. And I remember I looked at her and I was like, you're my mom. You have to say that. And she looked at me and she said, no, you really can do whatever you want to do. And while that's inspiring and true, I feel like a lot of times in the Black community, we should steer our kids more towards something. So I almost commend your parents almost for being like, go to med school, be a doctor, get that money. Because a lot of times in the Black community, we tell our kids, you can do whatever you want to do. And then that comes with kids trying to get into the NBA, kids trying to be a rapper, kids trying to, you know, do things that only a very, very small percentage of us are going to do. We need more welders. We need more plumbers. We need more business owners. We don't teach our kids entrepreneurship. We teach them to be 9-to-5 workers. Meanwhile, you know, just growing up in upstate New York like I did, I saw a lot of white fathers own businesses, live in really nice houses. Meanwhile, the Black people are told, oh, you can do whatever you want to do, but white people are starting businesses. Like they are more business mindset. So I feel like a lot of times Black people need to hone in on a career path and make their kids do that, because we need more of that. We need Black lawyers. We need, and that's why HBCUs, I love the fact that now that I live in the South, I see so many Black people going to HBCUs, because, you know, up North, I went to a PWI. But I wish I would have gotten an HBCU, not only education, but experience. Because when you are at Morehouse, when you're at Spelman, they're not just teaching you, you know, you're getting your prereqs, whatever. They're teaching you how to navigate the actual real world as a Black American. They are setting you up as a Black American. And I feel like a lot of times in HBCUs, they also teach entrepreneurship. And that's not something that they're teaching Black kids in PWIs. They're just not. They're teaching careers. And while a career is great, I feel like a lot of HBCUs teach entrepreneurship. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's definitely the spirit that I get from a lot of Black people that graduate from HBCUs. They have that spirit of, I can be my own boss. I'm not going to work under somebody. I'm going to work for me. I'm going to have people under me. I'm not going to be under nobody. They really teach you how to navigate as a strong Black person in this country. So, yeah, I feel like sometimes Black parents could actually, you know, tailor their child's experience more towards what they should be doing instead of the narrative, oh, you can do anything you want. Like I said, that is true. So a lot of times that turns into a lot of young Black people thinking they're going to go to the NBA and having no backup plan. Thinking they're going to be a rapper and having no backup plan. No. Yeah, go after your goals, right? But have that backup plan. Go to a trade school. You know, start a company. Start a plumbing company. Start a car detailing company. A mobile. Something, you know, like Black people need to be told, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do, but start that company. Go to school for this. Do this. You come from a family of this, and you are going to continue this family line. You're going to continue doing this. So yeah, Kayla, I hope that helped you. I hope that kind of gave you perspective. Yeah, it can be your parents trying to, you know, vicariously live through you, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. And if people are in your family trying to tell you what to do, and you're saying, girl, you didn't even go to college. Well, maybe they're trying to tell you what to do in college because they didn't go. They didn't have that chance. They did not have that opportunity, and you do. So don't be so hard on your parents. You know, you got to live your life, definitely. But do what makes you happy while understanding that your family just wants what's best for you. 100%. So I hope that helped you out. Kayla, thank you for writing in. You guys email me at askmoneytalks@gmail.com, and I will see you later. Bye.